Praise the Lord. We didn't start yet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you, praise team. Thank you very much. You know, I say that a lot of times, if I was by myself here, I'd be rolling on the ground. But sometimes they say, you know, you got to be a little bit classy. But David was not classy when it came to digging it. Praise the Lord. Please, today, you're going to support us. The kids will be doing the preaching. I'm just here as a figurehead. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just, please do me a favor. I need 20 chairs up front here, 10 over here, 10 over here, please. And I'll need, please, some of the sound guys to be on their toes. Please, I need the sound guys on their toes. Please give me 10 chairs. Yeah, please, please, let's move quickly, please. Gentlemen of the house, please. Young man, we can leave those ones. Let's take from here, yeah. Let's put 10 here, 10 here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think one of these days, we're just going to have a drop-down mic from the ceiling, so don't have to do this. Huh? How about I start, Sister Pearl? Since your name is Pearl, we'll start with Diamond from you first. Huh? It's just a joke. We're going to raise some funds. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just bear with us, you know. When you have sometimes 20, sometimes 30 grandkids, we got to be patient. Amen. Shall we welcome His Highness? Let's welcome His Highness, the Lord of the armies of heaven, the King of all the earth, the one who speaks and never changes. He commanded the oceans and set their habitation. The mountains skip at the sound of His name. Karubasha Katari Basunda. However you want to welcome Him, please welcome Him. Before you got here, He was here. If you want to stand up, you could stand up. If the president of the nation was coming here, how would you welcome him? Would you be standing? Would you be sitting? If your favorite, some of them have movie stars or who they call them, whatever they call them, they start yelling, they start jumping, they start reaching, or maybe it's a footballer that made a touchdown. Are they quiet? Are they quiet? They start yelling, yeah, touchdown! We got a touchdown beyond touchdowns. What Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and tell you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We welcome you into our midst. You encompass everything. You're already here before we got here. And we thank you that you are with us because you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us from shame, for keeping us from diseases, for your banner of love covering us day in, day out. Hallowed be thy name, Father. I say glory, honor, power, and majesty unto you that lives forever. And ever, who created everything, the seen and unseen, we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Father, Lord, as these children minister to us, let it not just be words. I pray in the name of Jesus. Let us feel your presence. Let us feel your essence. You said out of the mouth of sucklings, out of the mouth of babes, you have perfected praise. Hallelujah, Lord. You say, except you be like these little ones, it's impossible for you to see heaven. It's impossible. Think about it. So this is heaven come down. A battle axe for the kingdom of God. Praise ye the Lord. So Father, we thank you. We glorify you. Welcome, Father. Welcome, Father. Welcome, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord. I'm going to invite the first, that preceding song, I'm going to invite Sister Precious Umez up here. Is Precious here? Come on, yeah, give her a hand clap. Hallelujah. Come on, Mama, come on, Mama, come on. Quickly, come on, come on. Show some excitement. Come on, sweetie. She's going to tell us what song she's going to. Where is?
Check 1, 2.
Thank you. All this tech car stuff is beyond my pay grade. Can you lie? Just excuse us.
Morning. Hi, my name is Precious, and the first song we're going to be singing is called Kadosh. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Karosh, 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 karosh. She's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise. Karosh, 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 karosh. Karosh, karosh. Karosh, karosh, karosh. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise. Karosh, 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 karosh. Karosh, 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 karosh. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise. Kadosh, 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 kadosh. Kadosh, 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 kadosh. He's the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne.
Precious, very much. Yeah, you can give her a hand clap. Praise the Lord. On our team today, we have Chidi. Give me your name.
Chidi.
Nathaniel.
Abigail.
Daniel.
Kioma.
Joseph.
Kevin.
Ronel.
Angel.
Ruby.
Precious.
Nanye.
Tochi.
Ryan.
Nathan.
Ikenna.
Michelle.
Ruth.
Royal.
And my assistant choir mistress.
Desire.
What's your name?
Desire.
And on the keyboard, we have Sister
Joel.
Joel, and give them a hand clap. Our team, we have way back there, Sister Lorraine. You want to give us a wave there, Sister Lorraine? And also we have Sister Tina and my one and only Sister Grace Olakunu. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Noye to tell us what we're about today.
Today, our topic of discussion, good morning, church. My name is Nanye, and today our topic of discussion is knowing God's will for your life. What we want you to take from this is that God wants us to be like Jesus all the time, no matter how old or young you are. So, please, as we continue, listen. Please listen and be blessed. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, when I was in college, it takes a lot of nerves to stand in front of an audience. It really does. I remember saying it some time ago, I have a classmate, she literally begins to shake like that. So please encourage our kids. They're just starting. You ain't seen nothing yet. These are battle acts for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. We start them early. The devil ain't going to shake them. Amen? The devil's not going to shake them nowhere. I guarantee it. Praise the Lord, because it's God's word. He said none of his words will fall to the ground. It will not return void. I don't care what your kid may be going through. I don't care what was happening. God's word never drops to the ground. Hallelujah. We have taught them a lot of stuff. We're just trying to summarize what they have been learning in the last 3 months. The kids do this about every quarter. Parents, I want to thank and appreciate those of you who consistently bring these kids. It's important. I thank you and I congratulate you. It's a price you have to pay. Because if we keep going the way the world is going, my goodness, the next generation will not be there. But we thank God, but Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail. Every generation, there will be a Daniel. There will be an Elijah. Praise ye the Lord. Word of God stands sure. Amen. Now, we are going to sing this song. It's a hymn that I hope all of you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have that? The title is I'm Pressing On the Upward Way. These kids are pressing on, and I'm sure you're pressing on too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you project that up here so that we can follow you? And Sister Joel Ann will give us the call. This is to His Excellency. Could we stand up, please? If you're pressing on, we're pressing on to a higher mountain, higher ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still as thine eyes, I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Faith on heaven's table lands a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's tablelands, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world. Though Satan's dust at me are hurled, for faith has caught that joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Faith on heaven. plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven have found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable lands, a higher faith I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
This, you know, somebody said about these hymns, these traditional hymns, there's something about them. They are baked in heaven's oven. They transcend time. They always lift you to higher ground. And that is my prayer. You see, those who are at the foot of the mountain, like the Israelites, they only saw the acts of God. But when you come to higher ground like Moses, oh my goodness, he got changed. You get changed. He was changed into light. And they couldn't behold him. He didn't even know it was changing. The higher you go, the higher you go with him, the higher I go with him, the mundane things of life wouldn't matter. The problems of life seem to very minuscule when you press on to higher grounds. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Does God have a written and unique plan for each and every one of us? Ronell, does God have a unique plan for you?
Yes.
Desire, does God have a unique plan for you?
Yes.
Are you sure? How about Royal? Give him the mic. Royal.
Yes.
God has a unique plan for you. Is that true, Michelle? Mike.
Yes.
God, you know, I found out of the 8 billion plus people on the face of the earth, God made each and every one of us so uniquely different. There are no two fingerprints that are the same. It's amazing. If you were to do it, what would happen? You'd probably make somebody looking like myself. I make two of us because it'd be so hard. Some have hair, some have no hair. But we thank God that we are so unique and beautiful in God's eyes that he made us special. I mean, he spent the time to make us special. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And science knows it. Praise the Lord. Now, do we have anybody who, is there any scripture you could use to back that up? Anybody? Anybody? Do you have a scripture to back that up, Ruth? Tell me.
Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Now, Royal, is that true? Beautiful, huh? God made you beautiful. Huh?
Yes.
Unique. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, what are God's thoughts towards you? What is God's thoughts towards you, Brian? What are God's thoughts towards you, Brian? What are God's thoughts towards you? What does God think about you?
Thoughts of peace.
You said what?
thoughts of peace and not of evil. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. So when troubles come and challenges come, where does it come from? The devil. Because you know God's thoughts towards you of peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Ruth, is that true?
Yes.
Where's Ruth? Is that true?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So despite whatever challenges of life that happen to us, okay, God makes all things, not just some things, all things to work together for our good. Is that true, Ruby? Is that true?
Yes.
It is true. All right. Now she wants to. She wants to teach us a song. Is that right? You want to teach us a song? Okay. You know, this young lady, a few years ago, she used to run up and down my staircase. And slide all the way down. Now she's taller than me. They say, Pastor Peter, you shrunk. Did I shrink? She was just right here. And she go up the staircase and go, huh? Praise you the Lord. So what song are you going to sing for us?
Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
Michelle, and you know that? Do you know that?
Yes. Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are according to his purpose. Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are according to his purpose.
All right, that was 8:27. So will you, I'm sorry. You see, these kids are teaching me a lot of stuff. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:28. I'm serious. These kids are teaching me. I have to be on my toes. You come to the class. There you know what I'm talking about. Sister Lorraine is laughing at me. Praise the Lord. So what song are you going to teach us?
This song is based off of Romans 8:28.
To his purpose, all things work together for good to those who love God. All things work together for all things. Work together for all things. Work together for good.
Praise the Lord. So, it's so easy when you have little kids, even if they can't read, they can sing the song. And as get older, it sticks in there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because among the kids here, we have those who are 5, 6, 7, some of them are not even reading yet. Praise the Lord. Which, one of the mothers was giving me a testimony the other day that she was just doing her stuff, and here was her little son was just singing another song that we taught, just the Bible by himself, and he was excited. So she sent me a text. He was saying thank you. I said, no, it's not thank you. We thank him. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right. Some of the Bible characters we have studied who did God's will despite all the oppositions and challenges. Some went through challenges. So I just want some of them to name. We don't have enough time to name all of them. So I just ask a couple of them to tell us some of the those that we gone through. Let me ask, Abigail, are you there? Abigail. Are you there? Just pass her the mic. If you have a mic close to her, pass it to her. Name one person that you remember that we studied.
David.
Huh?
David.
So talk louder. Grandma wants to hear you.
David.
David, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Ronell, give me one person.
Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph. How about Royal? Do you remember one person that we studied?
Daniel,
thank you. Desire, do you remember somebody that we studied? Yes. What's his name or her name?
Samson.
Huh? Samson, thank you. You can talk loud, it's okay. They went through a lot of stuff. It's, you know. All right, thank you very much. Now, this question I'm going to ask would go to Joel. You need to give me the scripture. How did the scripture describe Daniel and his comrades? How did the scripture describe Daniel and his comrades?
The scripture described Daniel and his comrades 10 times better than all the people in the kingdom. And the scripture is Daniel chapter 1, verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm.
Daniel, is that true? Is that true? I didn't hear you. Pass him the mic.
Yes.
Is that true? Can you read it for me in the Bible? Tell me.
And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all magicians and astrologers that were in his realm.
Now, these folks were 10 times better. What we're trying to tell you, you have to be Ikena, Ruth, Angel, 10 times better than your classmates in everything. Whether it's respect, doing your homework, respecting your parents, you have to be 10 times better. Do you understand that? If you understand it, say yes.
Yes.
No, raise your hand up if you understand what I'm talking about. 10 times better. You cannot be the last person in class and say, yes, I represent Jesus, and you're the last person in class. Or they're looking for the bad boys. They say, go call this person. You are not a bad boy. You are not a bad girl. So you got to be what? The best. Among the best. Amen? You have to be
excellent. Where they're numbering an excellent student, you have to be 10 times better than the excellent. Right, Precious? Right, Precious? Yes or yes? Yes or yes? And I'm not hearing you. Yes or yes? You have to be 10 times better. You are distinct. You're royal. You are royalty. Huh? Royal, say, I'm royal. They're not royal. Huh? Huh, Papa? Say, I'm royal. Praise ye the Lord. They're trying to get your name. Praise the Lord. So, kids, you have to be the best among the best. Now, this next question goes to Nonye. One of the characters we studied was Elijah. How did God sustain Elijah over the 3+ years of famine? How did God, famine in the land, how did God sustain him?
There were two ways God sustained Elijah. The first way was Elijah drank from the brook Cherith, and a raven brought him any food he needed. The second way was God sent Elijah to the widow of Zarephath, who fed him, her, and her son.
Praise the Lord. Now, sometimes, maybe you can relate to what I'm going to say. Sometimes we read these stories. Be honest with me. Does it sound like a story, like a legend to you that it happened 2,000 years ago? Does it sound like that to you sometimes? Oh, come on, guys. Does it sound like that to you sometimes when you hear these miraculous things happening? It sounds like that. Let's be real. Because sometimes you're going through challenges and you're saying, is it me? Why me? Why am I going through these kind of problems? And you heard that somebody was hungry and God sent a raven, a bird, to provide him breakfast and lunch and dinner. Do I sound like that sometimes? Absolutely. Do I sound like, I see my very good friend here, Princess F. Do I sound like that sometimes when you're going through challenges? Right, Mama? Right? Does. I'm just being real. But some of us, we are so stoic that maybe you don't go through challenges. I'm sorry, but I go through challenges. Now, let's bring it home. Does any of you, do we know of any such supernatural provision in modern times? Do we know of any of such supernatural provision that God did just like this? Any testimonies that we have heard? Let me ask, Sister Ruby, you know one?
Yes.
Okay.
So, when Auntie Grace was back in college, they used kerosene stoves to cook. And she said that there was a kerosene shortage and everyone was running out fast. And that when she saw what was happening, she prayed to God and she remembered this story of Elijah and the widow Zarephath, and she prayed that her kerosene wouldn't run out, and she said that, God, you did it back then, you can do it now. And she kept cooking, and her kerosene didn't run out. And when other people heard about it, they kept coming to her dorm room to cook, and her kerosene didn't run out until she was able to get more.
Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? She was in college. In those days, it's not a law. Those of us that want to age ourselves, okay? Where you went to the cafeteria and they have a chicken and everything was ready. They had to cook with the stove. How many of you know what stove is? Most American kids don't know what stove is. It's like go camping with kerosene stove and everything ran out. Everybody else was going out. No kerosene shortage in Nigeria. And she made a simple prayer. Lord, like you did it, please do it. Everybody was cooking. Their kerosene ran out. And has never run out. Everybody was coming until kerosene became available in Nigeria, in wherever she went to college. Praise the Lord. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's able to do it. Somebody has another one you want to share with us? Who else? Another one? You? Okay, let's hear it. Do you have a mic?
A family and like.
Go ahead.
A family in Lagos, they didn't have money to buy food. So they set the table like normal, and they covered their plates, and they prayed for the food. And when they opened the plates, they had jollof rice and chicken on the plates. Auntie Grace.
How many of you know Auntie Grace? She's not going to come, not going to tell us fables. When the time calls for it, the Lord will meet us at our point of need. When Israel was caught between a rock and a hard place, Egypt, Pharaoh breathing down their neck and the Red Sea before them. Pharaoh said, absolutely, you are finished. He made a miracle. They walked through the Red Sea as by dry land. It wasn't muddy. If you watch Ten Commandments, it was not muddy. He paved it. How many of you have seen an ocean? The crevices and the vines, and he built it up. So it was not just heaped on both sides. He leveled it. Where there was valleys, he filled it. Where there are mountains, he brought it down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he's able. He's able when the situation calls for it. I see a sister shaking her yes. Because I know when I was down, when I had nothing to shake together, and people said, I'm done. But God lifted me. God lifted me when nothing else could help. God lifted me. God will lift you. He will lift you when nothing else could help. God will lift you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we've been talking about doing God's will. These men examples, they did God's will. My lands. Is that clause correct? It is? You guys were leads to church. You all were leads to church. Praise the Lord. Now, why should we do God's will? What arguments or example can we point to why it's important to do God's will? Why? Precious. And give me a scripture. Precious. Go. Precious. Please pass her the mic. You grab. Please, I call somebody. Grab the mic. Okay?
pass the mic to the person that I call. Go ahead, Mama.
The disciples did God's will. And in Colossians 1, 9, it says, "For this, because we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding."
So you are telling me that because disciples did God's will, I need to do God's will. That was an example. If apostles who saw Jesus pray to do God's will, then we need to do God's will. I'm going to call Kevin. Kevin, what other example can you tell us why we should do God's will? Kevin?
The Holy Spirit makes intercession for us, which in Romans chapter 8, verse 27, it says, "And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God."
So the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is in, among other things, what does intercession mean? What does it mean?
It means that he deeply prays for us.
The Holy Spirit is earnestly praying for us that we do God's will. Praise the Lord. Joellen.
Another example why we should do God's will is because in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, it says that he should no longer live in the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. So this verse means that in all our life, no matter how old we are or what age we are, throughout our whole life, we should do the will of God.
Right. I don't need to be 18 years old. I don't need to be 8 years old. Throughout our life, we need to do God's will. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ruth, you have another one?
Another example is that Jesus did God's will, and that means we should do God's will too. And the scripture is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written about me to do thy will, O God."
Ruby, do you have another scripture? Ruby, do we have another scripture to buttress that?
Yes. Second Timothy 2. Wait. 2 Timothy 2:22.
Escape your mind. Jesus came to do God's will. Is there any other scripture? Anybody want to help? Any other scripture? Ikenna, you want to help? All right. Let's hear what the other scripture. That Jesus came to do God's will, right?
What scripture do you have? John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work."
Praise the Lord. So if the Holy Spirit, Jesus, to do God's will, then it's imperative we do God's will. Praise the Lord. Tochi, do you have something to say? Not yet? Okay. I was seeing him looking at me. I said, oh, maybe I... All right. Now there's a song that they'd like to sing for us. Who's going to lead us in that song? To do God's will. Who? Is it Brian? Who's going to lead us to that song? Who? Brian, I've come in the volume of the book. Is that you? You're going to lead us in that song? All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
come in the volume of the book. It is written about me to do your will, O God. I have come in the volume of the book. It is written about me to do your will, O God. I will do your will. I will do your will. Will do your will, O God. I will do your will. I will do your will. Will do your will, O God. I have come in the volume of the book. It is written about me to do your will, O God. I have come in the volume of the book. It is written about me to do your will, O God. I will do your will. I will do your will. Will do your will, O God. I will do your will. I will do your will. Will do your will, O God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By God's grace, they will do his will in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he that does not do God's will, what is that person called?
A fool.
Are you kidding me? Is that true? He that does not do God's will is what?
A fool.
Chidi, do you agree?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Daniel?
Yes.
Thelma?
Yes.
So he that does not good does with is what?
A fool.
I don't finish. Is there any scripture to back you up first? Because we teach these students stuff. If we don't back it, we're not just telling stories. There has to be a scripture to back it up. I got all these kids. Oh my goodness. Kelma, you remember the scripture? You do? You remember the scripture too? All right. Who haven't I called yet? How haven't I called yet? Huh? Ruth, let's hear you. If you got it right. Let's go.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
You want to read it to me, Kelma? Kelma, you're reading to me?
Ephesians 5, verse 17. Wherefore ye who does not do... Wherefore... be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
Unwise. Praise the Lord. So who is unwise? Who is unwise? A fool. Is that true? Huh? Is that true? Right? He that is not wise is a fool. Huh? Praise the Lord. Now let's move on. Now, there's a hymn that these kids love so dearly. Hymn, we call it hymn number 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You want to stand up?
We are never, never weary of the grand old song. Glory to God, hallelujah. We can sing it loud as ever with our faith more strong. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, the children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing, for the way is growing bright and the souls are going. We are going by and by to the palace of our King. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are lost amid the rapture of redeeming dawn. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are rising on his pinions to the hills above. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, the children of the Lord have the right to shout and sing, for the way is growing bright and our souls are on wind. We are going by and by to the palace of our King. Glory to God, hallelujah. We are going to a palace that is built of gold. Hallelujah, where the King in all his splendor we shall soon behold. Glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, the children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing, for the way is growing bright and our souls are on the wing. We are going by and by to the palace of our King. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now we'll shout redeeming mercy in a glad new song. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, we'll sing the praise of Jesus with the blood washed from. Glory to God, hallelujah. The children of the Lord have a right to shout and sing, for the way is growing bright and our souls are on the wing. We are going by and by to the palace of our King. Glory to God, hallelujah.
We are going to see Jesus someday. He that believes is hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said I will come back. It's a promise. The angel said, this same Jesus that you see taken from your midst, he shall in likewise manner return, come back again. Praise the Lord. As we try to round up part of doing God's will is bringing his will to earth. Some of the kids learned the Lord's Prayer. I'm only going to ask one, maybe one of them only. Praise the Lord. Ronell, can you recite the Lord's Prayer for me? Tell me where it's at. Where do you find it?
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
Don't put it up, please.
Matthew chapter.
So recite it to us.
Matthew chapter.
Go ahead. Verse 9. That's true.
Verse 9. Verse 13.
Okay, let's hear you recite it.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not to forgive our debts as you forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good job, Ronell. Proud of you. How about Daniel? Daniel, you want to go for it? Let me hear you do it. Let me hear if you remember.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us for our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
All right. Now, when Noye gave us an introduction of what we were a topic of discussion, in our day-to-day life, we summarized 8 ways. There's more ways. 8 ways, we kind of congealed it, that you can know that you are in God's will if you do the following. There are several things, but for kids' sake, because some of you, I know you have so much theology, you say Peter is more than that. Peter is more than that. Come on. But we remember we are kids. Praise the Lord. So let me ask Joseph. Go ahead, Joseph. What one way? You have a mic there? Yeah, please pass the mic. Go ahead, Joseph.
Establishing God's kingdom. Into Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
So establish, we have to establish God's kingdom within our space. Let people know who you are. Period. Is that what you're saying, Joseph? Huh? Is that what you're saying? So you don't want to be a radar, under the radar Christian. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me ask Ruby. And give me a scripture you have in mind. A scripture that could buttress that up. Ruby, next.
Living a life of holiness. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Thank you. What do you mean at your level? Explain to me what you mean by holy living at your level. What do you understand by that?
Not to follow the wrong group of people.
Good. All right. How about, who else can I call here? Precious. That's number 4. Precious.
Kingdom service, and what kingdom service means is when you do something without being told or without wanting to get paid. And scripture is Matthew chapter 10 verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give.
Thank you. So let me ask you, if I know how to play the saxophone and you refuse, say, no, unless I pay you, you're not going to play for the church. Is that good? Am I doing God's service?
No.
Good. Praise the Lord. All right. Let me ask you, Angel, number 5. Angel, is Angel there? All right. Go ahead.
You can be in God's will by being a blessing to others around you. And the scripture I have to back it up is Acts chapter 20, verse 35. And it says, I have showed you all things have that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. How about Nathan? Is he there? Is Nathan here? Or did he go out for lunch? Nathan, are you there? All right. Do you have one to give us?
Thanksgiving.
You know, I told you one thing. It's challenging. If I cross over here, as you come, my hand, this mic, it might be shaking, huh? Praise the Lord. Somebody help you? Okay. Let me ask. Who wants to help him? Yeah, go ahead, Ruth.
Thanksgiving minus Thanksgiving, which means give thanks in every. Minus Thanksgiving, and it means give thanks in everything you do. And the scripture is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus considering you.
So when things are not going well for me, I got to thank God for it, huh? Is it easy? Is it easy? Huh? When things are not working. All right. Thank you. In all things, give thanks. In all things. Even when things are not going right, give thanks. Because this is the will of God. Praise the Lord. Now, finally, Brian. Do you have one you'll share with us? Brian, you are in God's will if you're doing what?
Soul winning. Which? Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
And he that winneth souls is wise. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, we have gone through all this. I want to ask a general question. We go through challenges. She said, in all things, give thanks. Now, here's the question. I'm probably going to ask anyone this. For each thing that you realize that God has delivered you from, how many others could you count if it were possible? How many others could you count if it were possible? In other words, maybe God delivered mom from an accident. Whoa! How many others could you count? Yes, Brian. How many others could you count?
11,000.
Did you hear? He said 11,000. Who else? Who else? Daniel?
11,000.
11,000.
He said 11. Do you have a script? Oh, Mama, you want to tell me how many? How many thousands?
1,000.
1,000 plus 10. Do you have a scripture to back that up?
Yes. Psalm 91, verse 7. A thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee.
Praise ye the Lord. So for everything that God does for you, there are 11,000 others. I went to do a research to see how long it would take the average person to count 11,000. 2 hours. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. As we close out, we're going to pray for the kids. And my dear assistant, choir mistress will lead us in this song. If you have an offering you'd like to give for this work and to be keep raising stalwarts like this. Yeah, it's true. Somebody was checking it. The Bible said so. It said 1,000 for your left, 10,000 on your right. Somebody said, Peter, it's not me. Jesus said it. Praise the Lord. So my assistant choir master, if you have an offering, she's going to lead us in this song. You ready? You ready? You ready? Everybody stand up.
Glory.
You see why I call her my assistant choir mistress? Huh? She's my assistant choir mistress. Huh? All right, please. I want you kids come down here. I want the elders in the house to pray for us. Come on, all of you, come kneel down here. Careful, careful. All of you kneel down here, kneel down here. I'm going to ask my dear sister who's flown in all the way, from Africa, my dear sister, Princess F, to come and bless these children and bless us. Amen. She gave me a testimony, and it's skipping in my head. When she went to India on a missionary trip, I said, wow, praise the Lord. My dear sister, all the way from Nigeria, please welcome her. We've known each other for donkey years. She could tell me the story of my life when we've been 15, 16 years old. Princess F, that's what we call her. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bless us.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Our Father, we worship you. Thank you because you say you will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. You say you will pour your spirit on our descendants and your blessings upon our offspring. Oh, they will spring up among the grass like willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand the Lord's and his name himself by the name of Israel. Our precious Father, we thank you for this once, Lord. Barakaba shira basunda kabara shende kebasuri. Marakaba sunda kashere bukabasuda. Yura makashinda kasaba kuri kashinda kasaba. You, while you were on earth, Lord, you said we should let the little children come unto you, for of such is the kingdom of God. Father, I commit this once into your hands, O God, that the blessings of the Most High will be upon them. Lord, they will grow up as willows according to your word. Father, their feet will never leave the house of the Lord God Almighty. Father, when you are making up your jaws and you are calling up upon the children of this time, Father, Lord, you will remember them. Father, Lord, these ones, Lord, will not be among those who walk in the ways of the wicked people. Father, they will love you from their youth. The Spirit of the Most High will come upon them. Father, Lord, they will speak the word of the Lord. This one will stand among the enemy. They will stand at the gate and will speak against the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, they will be different in this land. Lord, in the name of Jesus, they will walk the works of the living God. The name of the Lord Jesus will be upon their forehead. They will go out in the morning. They will be safe. Lord, you said, Lord, that 1,000 according to their word will fall at their right. 1,000 at their right. But none of the evil things will come upon them. In this age, Lord, that things are happening all over, Lord, they will not be partakers. Lord, they will be Goshen. The Goshen of the Lord our God will be upon them. Because they, Lord, they have the name of the Lord Most High written upon their heads. Father, they will understand things that, Lord, ordinary children of this age do not understand. They will understand because the spirit of wisdom, of might, understanding will come upon them. Lord, they will be, you will raise among them Daniels, Esthers. Lord, these children, Lord, will be different. Lord, we thank you because today, Lord, they have come and they have ministered. They will not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord, because, Lord, you have given them unto us. Lord, they will speak at the gate against the enemy. Lord, when it counts, Lord, you will remember this prayer concerning them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for their parents, Lord, that you would help them to bring them up in the nurture and the knowledge of the Most High God. Thank you, Father, because all the desires of the heart of their parents concerning them in the way of righteousness will come to pass. You said at the end of the day, we will have children who will prophesy, who will speak with new tongues, and these ones will do that.
Father, I ask, Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They, each one of them will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will prophesy among us. The things that we have not able to do, they will do. Father, it is well with them in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we go, Lord, we go. We are not leaving your presence. We will go, and we are signing up to be among those who will be in the welcome team of the Lord Most High. Because the Lord comes, he says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. The Lord comes. He comes, and he's saying to each one of us, be ready. Thank you, Father, because we will be ready when you come. Thank you, Father, because, Lord, as the age is closing, you will open our eyes, and we will see and we will understand, and we will walk the walk of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. You will add unto your people, and they will walk in the light of your countenance. There will be no feeble one among them. You will provide for their needs. By day and day by night, the pillar of fire and cloud will be upon them. Thank you, Father. It is well with us. For in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have prayed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you so much, Sister Grace. Go back to your seat for a minute. Go back to your seat for a minute while I invite Pastor Yara up here.
Praise the Lord. Well, let's put our hands together again for the children. Thank you, everyone. You did great. You did great. You did great. And we acknowledge all their teachers, Pastor Peter and the team. Thank you for the good work that you are doing. I just want to take a quick prayer request. Well, first of all, let's pray for the offering. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that have given. Pray, Lord, that the Lord will bless them, bless their bread basket, and bless their storehouse in the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, for everyone that is in need, that the Lord will meet their needs in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Abariku has given a prayer request. He wants the church to pray for him and his family. Some of them have already traveled. They're supposed to meet in Calgary, I believe. And so people are coming from Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Some people are calling from Austin, Texas. Some people from Linwood. Some people from Phoenix. Be meeting up. Is it this week, sir? They're traveling this week? Is it this week? They're traveling this week, so we want to pray for them. There's also someone that needs a healing touch in the family. The news just arrived to them. One of the members that traveled from somewhere arrived in another place, and then they are going to Calvary. We believe that the Lord is able to heal. Let's stand up and just pray for them, for that family. It's a large family, and they are doing a family vacation. So, you know, want to pray that the Lord will protect all of them. Praise the Lord. And we're also going to use them as a point of contact for every family that's traveling at this time. You know, during the summer, there's usually a lot of travels because that's the time that the children are off from school. Even some adults are off from school as well. You know, so there's a lot of travels. You know, in fact, two of our brothers that we know, there may be others that we don't know, you know. And Nigeria, Brother Paul is on his way. He left yesterday, I believe. Paul Okoronkwo. Yeah? He has arrived? Well, praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Amen. I know when I texted him yesterday, he said, oh, Pastor, I'm already at the airport. I said, okay, have a safe trip. So I was asking the wife earlier, I said, has he called? She said, she's waiting for the call. So we thank God that he has arrived. Brother Ike is over there as well, and we know that the Lord will keep him. So let's take prayer for Pastor Abariku's family. And all these people we have mentioned, prayer in Jesus' name. Just pray for them, pray for them, pray for them. Hallelujah. The Lord be with every one of them that will be traveling in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is well with them. The eyes of the Lord will be over them. The hands of the Lord will be upon them for good. The wings of the Lord will be over them to overshadow them in all their ways. In their going, in their coming, let every mode of travel, every mode of transportation, we cover it in the blood of Jesus. It is well with them in the name of Jesus. There shall be no evil before any of them in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. We pray, O God, Lord, for your healing touch on the one that we have heard that was had to be taken to hospital. Lord, we pray the grace and the mercy of God for healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your protection, your goodness upon these people and all our members that are traveling this week and throughout this summer. Keep everybody safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for Pastor Abarico and his family and all the extended families, even in-laws and everyone coming, going, and so forth. We pray, Lord, that you be with them as they are planning to meet up in Calgary. It's well with them in Jesus' name. The eternal God shall be their refuge, and underneath shall be his everlasting arms, and no evil shall befall them in Jesus' name. The one that was taken to the clinic or so this morning, we ask, Lord, for healing in Jesus' name. Even by the time they get back home, they will hear the good news in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for our brothers, Ike and Paul, that have traveled, and others that may be traveling this summer, that you will be with them. Be with everybody, wherever we go. Small groups, large groups, short distance, long distance, domestic or international travels, be with us all in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. And as we go into this new week, Lord, we pray that the eyes of the Lord be upon us everywhere we go. The angel of the Lord be around us for good. It is well with us. We declare, everybody declare, that the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Declare it for yourself. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, and I have a goodly heritage. Hallelujah. It is well with me, and it is well with you. And you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you, saith the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen and amen. I think we're ready to close. Any other thing that we missed? All right, let's share the grace together. Children, let's rise up and join us in saying the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Thy kingdom come, O Lord, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Good afternoon, everybody. Have a great week.